Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 5:04. The days when Indiana's elementary school students were required to perfect the looping script of cursive handwriting are coming to an end. Starting this fall, the State Department of Education will no longer require Indiana public schools to teach cursive writing. State officials sent school leaders a memo telling them that instead of cursive, students will be expected to become proficient in keyboard use. Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels says foreign investors overpaid for their lease of the Indiana Toll Road 5 years ago. The Spanish-Australian investor group is in danger of defaulting on loans it used in the 2006 Toll Road deal, according to a May article in the Financial Times. Today, Daniels marked the five-year anniversary of the $3 billion lease, saying that in 2005, before major moves, NDOT didn't have a priority list. They just did projects as they came in and money became available.
We have always had a priority system. We put jobs and economic value into the mix, not just safety and congestion, which are important, but also which roads would most likely lead to more jobs.
Daniel says that the state is insulated from any financial problems under the deal it crafted. A surge of drug paraphernalia has been seen at Indianapolis International Airport. Since October of last year, inspectors have seized nearly 100,000 illegal items used to do drugs. Officials say the increase is because of a FedEx hub recently started receiving freight from an airport in France. Suspended Notre Dame wide receiver Michael Floyd will have to spend a year on probation and will not be able to drive for 90 days after pleading guilty to a misdemeanor drunken driving charge. Sunny, mostly sunny, and 81 degrees right now for WFYI News.